Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Today, we take a short ride to St. John, Indiana. Head due south with us as we explore small town life. Discover why St. John, Indiana should be your hometown.
We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, let's head to St. John, Indiana. Jose Gutierrez is on the phone line. He's the owner of a McDonald's there. Jose, welcome.
Steve, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and so you own three McDonald's, right? But one of them in St. John's. Where are the other two?
Yes, yes. We own the McDonald's about 3.5 miles north, which is in Sherville, in the McDonald's that's on the same street, about 4 miles south, which is in Cedar Lake. So St. John's right in the middle.
I was given a terrible choice today. I had to choose between a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder with cheese. You guys sent some food up. I went with the Quarter Pounder. I think I decided right. What's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. You know, I love the Quarter Pounder, but the Big Mac, yeah, it's a classic. It's not only my favorite, it's my wife's favorite. So,
well, that makes it your favorite.
One, I got to have one.
Well, you know, actually, I'm a double cheeseburger guy when I have my own choices. But, okay, so tell me about, because I spent some time at McDonald's corporate headquarters not too long ago, or a few years ago, and I really came away impressed with their commitment to community service. And I see in reading about your operation in St. John that that's certainly something you did. Tell me about the summer reading program you created last year.
Yes, yes. It's actually this year. So we love being involved in the community. St. John's been wonderful to us. So being an owner-operator, you get to do many different things. And one of the ones we enjoy the most is being part of the community. And what we've done in the past is we've been involved with summer reading programs with public libraries. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, they weren't having one. So we know that the kids really look forward to it. My kids love the summer reading program. So we went and met with every school since we have great relationships and we do fundraisings for all the schools. And whether they were public schools or private, Catholic, Christian schools, and we said, hey, are you guys doing anything? Would you like to create a program? So we met with all of them and helped them create a reading program so our kids can still stay active and continue to read and help them get through the summer with a little more excitement. So we were able to provide coupons and free desserts and keep everyone not only excited about it, but also reward those other folks who have been achieving those great number of book club reading.
That's fantastic. Okay, so the other thing I love McDonald's commercials when the manager opens up the letter and it's an acceptance letter when the worker gets accepted to college, right? I know McDonald's offers scholarships to some of its workers. Has that ever played out at any of your restaurants like that?
Oh, yes. And so we've been an owner-operator for a year and a half, my wife and I. So we own these McDonald's. And in the year and a half we've been operators, we've awarded over $100,000 in not scholarships, but tuition assistance, which means that if we have an employee and if they're good standing and they work for us for 90 days, we'll give them $2,500 to college or a trade school. So we've awarded over $100,000,
wow,
like I said, in just a year and a half. And in St. John alone, we've awarded over $50,000. So we're fortunate to have all these great students that go away for college. Some are graduating. Some come back for the summer and work with us. And just to see them grow, it's a great accomplishment.
You know, I think people think that you know, all McDonald's are the same, and you know you can rely on them because they are. You know what you're going to get when you go in there. But you know, each of them are the ones that are run by franchisees. All have their own independent personalities as well. I mean, what is it that you like? What is it that I always like to ask people? What brings joy to you in your work?
You know, 95% of all McDonald's are owned by franchisees. McDonald's only franchises with individuals, not with companies. So it's really a family business, a small business for us. So for me, quite honestly, for me, I was thinking about being a college professor, and instead of doing that, I decided to become a franchisee. So for me, educating folks and teaching them and guiding them and helping folks get those opportunities that many folks helped me along the way so I could go to college and be where I'm at today. So educating them is quite honestly one of my greatest benefits and what keeps me excited about being a McDonald's operator.
It's kind of fascinating. So in a way, you've become a guidance counselor who happens to run a restaurant.
And I get to teach in the real life experiences. You know, I've worked in business for over 20 years with great companies, and I learned a lot from many folks. And this way, I'm able to teach them. And in a microscopic world, almost, we're able to try different things. And while, just like you said, that yeah, all McDonald's serve pretty much the same food, but there are variations. We're able to decorate differently. We're able to do different fundraisers. We're able to help. Like, we work with our local police agencies to help them out. We provide coupons for them. So as people are going out and they're doing bike riding, whenever they see a kid who might be wearing their helmet correctly and everything, instead of just giving them a thumbs up, they'll pull over. They'll give them a free coupon so they can come to one of our McDonald's and have a free ice cream on us or a pie on us. So this way, it builds great relationships with the police departments, with our local communities, and our kids to ensure that they're riding a bicycle safely.
Jose Gutierrez owns the McDonald's in St. John's, also in Cedar Lake and Cherryville. So stop by, say hello. Jose, it was great to talk to you.
I appreciate it. And if you don't mind me adding a couple of things, it just to celebrate the or thanks for inviting us, we're also going to be offering free frozen sparkling beverages. So anyone who wants to come to any of our three McDonald's, all they have to do is just like us on our Facebook page or just mention your show, and we'll give them a free small drink as long as they buy a quarter pounder or a Big Mac, and we'll do this until Memorial Day. So
fantastic. Come on by. Thanks, Jose. Good to talk to you.